Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And I've got some warnings for you concerning monkeypox. It's spreading. We've just hit 1,000 cases. Milestone reached. And we need to chat about this. So, yeah, let's get stuck into the bizarre world of monkeypox, which is essentially the same as chickenpox, as far as I understand. Anyway, we're going to chat about that there. And remember, if you do enjoy this, hit the like button or the heart button on your phone as you exit the podcast. And don't forget, if you want to support us and you enjoy the work that we do, then consider buying me a coffee. There's a link below. Or alternatively, dropping a dollar or a pound or a Bitcoin or a Russian ruble or a bar of gold even in the donor box. So let's talk about the latest nonsense coming out of the UK Health Security Agency. It says there have been 1,076 infections as of Sunday, which is double from a week ago, so it's spreading fast. It's when they say infections, do you mean positive PCR tests? Yeah, they mean that. Yeah, so that seems fine, doesn't it? Nothing to worry about there. Infections continue to be predominantly amongst gay and bi men and can be traced back to raves, saunas and dating apps. And this comes as, drumroll, modelling by a Strathclyde University professor warns of a, drumroll, doomsday scenario leading up to Christmas. Ah, yeah, if you didn't think Omicron BA.4 or BA.5 is going to get you, then monkeypox is going to get you, unless disease X gets you first. So basically, they're saying that the number of cases are rising, and they're advising anyone going to large events of having sex with new partners to be alert for symptoms. Hey, what's going on here? What's this about having large events of having sex? What does this mean? I mean, are there orgies going on, gay orgies going on in this country? In which case, yeah, well, I don't think those things are a very good idea for anybody at any point. Very unhealthy, but anyway. Cases continue to be amongst the LGBT, but it's not really the LGB, is it? It's just the gay and bisexual men community. This modeling that this lunatic professor at Strathclyde University has done is suggesting that the simulation assumes that all under 50s are susceptible to monkeypox. No, we're not. No, well, I'm not under 50 anymore, sadly, but I may be over 50, but I'm certainly not susceptible to monkeypox because I'm not attending any of these things that these sort of large sort of sex event type things. I'm not doing that. And the people that do that are risking, I would have thought, probably more things than just monkeypox, given the amount of sexually transmitted diseases that are rampant in this country. Of course, other scientists don't expect the virus to ever reach the heights of COVID because monkeypox requires prolonged close contact or contaminated surfaces to spread. Well, if it exists, and I'm not sure that it exists. Announcing Britain's new cases today, Dr. Sophia Mackey, incident director of the UK HSA, said, the monkeypox outbreak in the UK continues to grow, with over 1,000 cases now confirmed nationwide. We expect cases to continue to rise in the coming days and weeks. If you're attending large sex events over the summer or having sex with new gay partners, be alert to any monkeypox symptoms so you can get tested rapidly and help avoid passing the infection on. Again, notice the obsession with getting tested. Just like with COVID, it's the same scam. And they've got the UK apparently is the world hotspot for monkeypox. Who knew? Yeah, we've got 1,076 cases. Spain has 838, Germany 736, Portugal 373, and France 331. Who says Britain can't lead the way? We're certainly leading the way here. And, you know, if you look around the world, though, yeah, it's gone to so many countries, yeah. There was a Of course, everything from this is all about modeling. Now, honestly, if you're listening to this, you know, we've gone through the COVID farce, the scamdemic. We know that the modeling is deeply, not just flawed, but deeply, deeply dishonest and disingenuous. And yet, that's what they're after. They're after this whole, they're trying to play COVID with monkeypox. It's spreading rapidly. Well, what you mean is 1,000 people have taken PCRs. The PCRs come back, and on the basis of the PCR, they claim they've got monkeypox. But have they? Have they got monkeypox? How does it differentiate itself from, say, the likes of chickenpox? What is the differentiation? Apart from a few dodgy photographs that we've seen on the internet, I'd like to know what the information behind that is. The guy leading all of this scaremongering is a mathematician. So that's who you're dealing with. He's a mathematician who's warning that the peak could be 60,000 people catching the virus every day in December. That's a lot of gay people. There's going to have to be a lot of orgies going on between now and the end of the year if the UK is going to hit that number. So he, again, this guy is this bizarre, you know, tortuous calculus to try and get to these numbers. But he's basically saying that using his parameters, 40% of the UK's population, which is almost 27 million people, is classified as a large population at risk. And he said the parameters are based on the over 50s, likely having some immunity from smallpox vaccinations, which the UK stopped rolling out in 1971. And the spread so far mainly occurring amongst men. Anyone can catch the virus, mind you, anyone, even females or people who identify as females, you know, those birthing people. And it's spread by close contact with an infected person. But most cases in the surge are amongst the sexual networks of men having sex with men. So, of course, there's no evidence that monkeypox is transmitted by human-to-human activity. There's no evidence for that. But it's thought to be. Oh, right, it's thought to be. Well, that probably makes it super-duper definitely true then, doesn't it? Because it's thought to be. And then it goes into the sort of all the dodgy origin story of monkeypox. So I just think that there... hang on a second, folks. I've got the monkeypox warning signs for you. So heads up, here's what monkeypox looks like. You might have a fever, a sore head, muscle, backache, swollen lymph nodes, chills, exhaustion. That could be, and you could have monkeypox lesions. Lesions, you say. Oh, that sounds scary. Is that a bit like chickenpox lesions? Same idea, same as that? So anyway, it looks like the under the plans endorsed by the JCVI, those eligible for pre-exposure prophylaxis PrEP, a pill that protects against HIV, will also be eligible for the vaccine. Yeah, so the poor sods who are taking the pill that protects against the alleged HIV are going to be eligible for the vaccine against the monkeypox. This includes people who do not always use condoms during sex and are likely to continue not using them. Well, hang on a second. You know, look, think about this for one moment. If this was actually true, which it's not, the way you solve it is gay people would be just responsible and they would not engage in mass partners. They would not engage in any of these sordid activities. Is it wrong to ask that of the gay people? Well, you see, in this instance, I'm actually quite sympathetic to the gay community because I think it was demonized over HIV/AIDS. So it's entirely possible that they're trying to play the same trick using monkeypox. But whatever way, anyway, are we seriously going to be listening to a mathematician from Strathclyde University putting out just another ludicrous scare story? Frankly, my friends, it's bananas.